This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Gold. Before we go on to study 1 Peter 5, let's reflect further on the last few verses of chapter 4. It is time for judgment to begin with the family of God, and if it begins with us, what will the outcome be for those who do not obey the gospel of God? And if it is hard for the righteous to be saved, what will become of the ungodly and the sinner? I believe Peter is here talking about God evaluating where a Christian is at in his walk and in his relationship with Jesus. Most of us would admit we are not all we were meant to be in faith and in thought, word, and action. When we fellowship with other Christians, we are told in Hebrews 10:25, "Let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." In the King James Version, it reads, "Provoke one another." If we are to do this to encourage spiritual growth, you can be sure God is committed to doing the same with a loving but firm hand. Hebrews 11, 7-11 instructs us, "Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as sons. Our fathers disciplined us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplines us for our good, that we may share in His holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. This is God's treatment for those who trust and follow Him. Think of what awaits those who thumb their nose at God in disbelief, rebellion, and disinterest. It is a dreadful thing to fall into the hands of the living God." Hebrews 10:31.